Titus Andronicus was Shakespeare's first tragedy, and by far his bloodiest. Ironically enough, the director for Kalamazoo College's production of the play, Kevin Dodd, is also the director for Great Lakes Peace Jam, a peace-promoting organization.
There's 9 deaths on stage, a rape, and cannibalism. There are all sorts of very gruesome stuff.
Yeah, mutilation. I mean, people lose body parts. While it is quite violent, I believe that if we're going to work for peace, we need to recognize the problems and the violence in the world for what it is, and not shield ourselves away from it. We can ignore them and just put it all into the background noise of, you know, who died today in the Middle East on the radio that we hear in the news. Or we can say, no, look, there are injustices in the world, and we need to recognize that and not just hide from it, because that's going to be the first step towards doing something about it.
The play is about a cycle of revenge. It all starts with a tortured Roman war hero named Titus Andronicus.
My name is Stefano Cagnato, and I am Titus Andronicus in the play. Titus is a war general. He's just come back from the war with the Goths. The best part of this play is not that he's at war, but that he's done with the war. And we see that the war is not done with him. And I think that's something that a lot of times we forget. Like, we see people who went to war, you know, who fought, and we're like, but you're not there anymore. But that doesn't mean that the war is not with them, or the effects of the war aren't still with them.
How many sons of mine hast thou in store that thou wilt never render to me more?
My name's Sierra Moore, and I'm playing Tamara, Queen of Goths. She's a warrior queen, and unfortunately she's just been defeated after 10 years of war. One of her children she loses him to a sacrifice.
For this production of the play, Tamara loses a daughter.
Titus, rue the tears I shed, a mother's tears and passion for her daughter.
That sacrifice really affects her, and through the whole rest of the play, she is getting revenge and getting even and taking out her vengeance on the Andronici family.
My name is Ikenna Njoku. Character is Aaron. He does a lot of bad things in the play. Actually, he helps the play progress. It's like a catalyst, almost.
The fields are wide and spacious, and many unfrequented plots there are fit for rape and villainy.
My name is Rudy Goddard, and I'm playing the role of Lavinia. She is the only daughter of Titus Andronicus. She's raped, and she has her tongue cut out and her hands cut off. So, towards the very beginning of the play. So I only have 14 lines of dialogue. It's heavy stuff, having to put yourself into the mindset of someone who has just been tortured and mutilated and violated every single night. I mean, the process of working on this show has been kind of emotionally draining.
And that's just one of the many horror stories in the play. Director Kevin Dodd added monologues between scenes from forgotten victims of past wars. He calls these characters a chorus of collateral damage.
This is not a story about the leaders of countries. You know, this is not a story about just about the generals and the emperor and the people making the decisions to go to war, or the people making the decisions to continue a revenge cycle on the highest levels. But it's also about these people that we forget about who are dying because they step on a landmine 10 years after a war.
Bombas en la tierra. They took me in una guerra que no era la mía. A war that was not mine.
What is it that's going to make us stop and pay attention? At what point do we say, okay, this is enough and we need to stop this? And I really feel like that's what he's saying with his story.
You can see Titus Andronicus at K College through Sunday.